Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkeeclinic.com.
All right, welcome back. It's time for the Rangers Player Show, and outfielder Leody Taveras is going to join us here in just a second on 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers Show is brought to you by Texans Can, Cars for Kids, right off the car, not the kid. And the segment is brought to you by Mark Rubin, Rubin & Associates. If you're struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, have IRS credit card or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. With one phone call, Mark Rubin can take the weight off your shoulders and get you to live in life again. So call Mark right now at 1-800-LAWYERS. We have a G-Bag Ask Us Anything coming up at 3:40. So if you have some questions on the top of your mind that you've been wanting to ask us, maybe it's about the football team, NBA free agency, the baseball team, or whatever else, you know, the radio station, that's your opportunity coming up at 3:40 to ask us anything here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, joining us now is Rangers outfielder Leody Taveras, and a good afternoon, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Good afternoon, man. Thank you, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, thanks, and congrats on being off to a better start this time around than last year. What did you learn from your experiences last year that have helped you out this time around?
Thanks, man. I've been learning a lot. You know, I've been working a lot to get better. I think everything is different right now, my standpoint, defensively, offensively, everything is different. My confidence at the plate, at the field, everything is better right now. I think that's the point.
I bet you're having a lot more fun this time around.
Yeah, 100%.
Is it just, Leody, is it a matter of being just comfortable? I mean, you're such a highly touted player and stuff, but is it now just being comfortable again this time around and feeling better about the surroundings you're in?
Yeah, it's a big difference this year. You know, right now I feel more prepared. Like mentally, I feel really good. So I feel now I can help the team more than ever. So I feel prepared right now. I think that's the point that helped me a lot.
Did you change your batting stance? What made you want to do that?
Yeah, I changed everything. The spring training, they talked to me about make some change because they think I can be a better hitter. So I say, let's do it. And they talked to me, and I went to AAA to work on that, and you see the result. Everything is different. I feel really good, and I think this was part of my batting stance.
Yeah. What's it like, Leody? You're doing a great job with your English, by the way. I want to give you the
thumbs up on that. Yes.
Thank you, man.
What's it like coming to the U.S. and having to learn a new language while trying to break through to the big leagues at the same time?
Man, before I signed my cousin, you know, he played baseball. He talked to me about it. He told me, hey, if you learn English, it's going to be easier for you. So I put that in my mind. I say, I got to learn. I got to put in work because what I'm going to be, that's the language. So I got to forget the Spanish and do a better job with the English. That was one of my points.
So do you have like an app on your phone or do you go to a class? Do you have a tutor? What's that process like?
Honestly, we have an app. The team pay me an app, and they do like a class too. And I was trying to ask everybody, you know, I was trying to learn. So, and I was afraid to learn. I asked everybody, hey, how you say this, and that helped me a lot.
Well, it's probably pretty difficult. You probably learned some choice words being in a locker room like that, clubhouse, right? Some guys, you hear some words you probably don't want to use, right?
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you got to learn because you don't know what to do.
Do you have a favorite that you've gained mastery over? What's your favorite words for talking trash in the English language at this point?
I'm always like trying to talk like right. You know, I'm not type of guy.
Okay. All right. Maybe. Yeah. Well, we're having a blast watching you break out like this. What else could we know about you? Is it true that you like to go hunting?
Yeah, I just love to go hunting. And PlayStation. I used to play PlayStation.
Okay.
When I have off days, something like that, yeah. I'm not that guy that go out a lot. So I used to stay at home with family and used to play a little bit of PlayStation.
What's your favorite game on PlayStation?
Call of Duty, yeah.
Okay. So do you play the new one and everything? Are you doing Warzone and all that?
Yeah, Warzone. I'm good at it. So if you want to join, let me know.
Yeah. I'd love to play with you. What's your favorite loadout to use right now?
I use the M13 right now and the MP40. So that's what I'm using, the new map.
Okay. And what do you think of the new map?
The new map is good. So it's more like a multiplayer because it's more fire there, you know.
Yeah.
The old one was a lot of campers. So now you got to fight, you know.
I love it.
Then it's better.
Okay, so when you're playing with teammates and stuff, do you feel like, obviously working on your English on that, but do you ever revert back and all of a sudden you're using your Spanish when you get excited, like, you know, telling your teammate, get over, and you start rattling off the Spanish and, like, have to catch yourself a little bit?
Yeah, I have to use my Spanish when I get mad sometimes, but usually we used to play together. I used to play with Martin, Adolis, Santana. We used to play together every time, so we don't need the English right there, but most of the time we speak Spanish.
So are you the best player on the team amongst those guys?
Honestly, yes. Yeah.
So how good are you? What's your kill death ratio or whatever?
My radio is 162. You know, it's the hiders right here in the team, so that's good. My kill percent is more than 5 per.
That's
per
legit.
Game.
Yeah. That's strong. Good. So, now how about the hunting? Is that something you're still doing? Have you done any hunting in Texas yet?
Not yet in Texas. I used to do it in Dominican, you know, with my friends. So I have to find a way to do it here. I may we do it with Raul. We talked about that. But I have to do it, man, because that's something that I love.
What's your favorite thing to hunt for?
Bear. That's what we do in Dominican, bear.
Bear? So, right, bears? Bears.
Yeah, bears.
I didn't know there was bears on that island. That's very interesting.
So, we have to go so far to find it, but we have there.
So have you ever had like a close encounter with one where he was charging you or something?
No.
What is your dream hunting trip? What would you like to go do? Like grizzly bears in Alaska or something? Or what do you have in mind that you haven't done yet?
I saw a series in Netflix like with Alonso with the Mets. He was hunting with somebody, like some professional guy. I would like to do that sometimes, you know. I don't know if you see it, but he was like in the mountain for a day, like doing something crazy. I would like to do that.
So you're like, would you do survival stuff? Would you like, if they dropped you in the mountain somewhere, you think you'd be okay surviving on your own? We got that in us?
You never know, man. We come from Dominican. We need to find a way to survive. You never know.
You never know. You're right.
It's Rangers outfielder Leody Taveras here on 105.3 The Fan. Who was your favorite ball player growing up to watch?
It was my cousin and usually Carlos Gomez. Those two guys was my favorite player.
Is there a lot of pressure? I mean, you know, you be from the Dominican and there's so many great baseball players from there. Is there a lot of pressure playing in the major leagues and knowing that you represent that country with all the great ball players they've had?
No, man. I just go in there and do what I love. I don't have pressure in my mind. You know, I'm trying to do what I can do to help the team. And I don't have pressure, honestly. I'm just trying to do my best.
Okay, so we thought you said bears, like grizzly bears. The listeners on our text machine are saying you said birds. So you're hunting birds, right, that fly in the air?
Yeah.
Bears.
Oh, okay. I thought you said bears. I was thinking bears, like grizzly bears. Okay, birds.
That would be something else.
All right, we're good.
Leody, we appreciate you so much. Again, congratulations on your success. We wish you nothing but the best out there. So give them hell tonight in Kansas City. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Yes, sir. There he is, Leody Taveras here. I'm going to send my username over there to John Blake with the Rangers, see if we can get this set up. Maybe we'll stream it or something. So, I think we could have some fun.
So his ratio and all that's outstanding then?
Yeah, that's really good. That's well above average.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Like, you know, I think, you know, that's your kill-death ratio.
Uh-huh.
So average would be 1-1, and his is 1.67. So that's almost like getting 2 kills for every one time you die.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right. No wonder he's a hunter and all that. But, you know, speaking of birds, we're going to give him some wings.
Okay.
For being on our show today. He gets a $100 gift certificate to Pluckers. They got 7 DFW locations, so hopefully he can find himself to eat. I thought he said Bears.
I did, too.
I thought he said Bears, too. My jaw dropped.
Yeah, I couldn't believe there were
now
Bears.
Now I think it's funny that he said birds, and we think Bears. I think it's hilarious now.
I'm glad everybody else thought that, and I'm glad the folks on the text thought that save us there for sure.
Yeah. I mean, hunting Bears, that'd be crazy.
That would be crazy, because I was like, damn, they're on that island? Yeah. That's what I was tripping out on.
I was thinking survival guy, because he was talking about watching mountains, so and on, like, okay, hunting bears from the Dominican, that's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, it reminds me of having Jay Novacek on maybe 6 or 7 years ago, but we were at Dickie's in Fort Worth.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Jay is always a fascinating interview because he's going to slow play things and he's witty, but he's kind of a little, he'll try to sneak them in on you. But he was telling us this story that he had just come down from Alaska and they had gone up in a helicopter into the mountains and found a big old bear up there that they were going to hunt. You couldn't fly and shoot the same day. It's the rules in Alaska because they don't want you flying around shooting all the bears. So you got to fly in, find the bear, camp, and then wake up and go find him again. And the bear was onto him.
Yeah.
So when it came time to, you know, take care of business or whatever, the bear's looking at him and starts charging him.
Yeah.
So, you know, how about that for a hunting experience? It's one thing to, like, go out and do it and, like, the whole adrenaline rush of taking an animal like that and, you know, for whatever reason that you have. But it's a whole nother feeling when that animal could kill you. And then another feeling when you realize that animal is trying to kill you.
Yeah. What happened next? Did he, like, put the knife in his mouth and jump out the helicopter and jump on the bear's back and get to work?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Jay Novacek, right?
Yeah. Did he rope it?
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. And then he had some witty comment while he gave it a DDT to end the damn fight or whatever. But, he didn't want to delve into too many of the details.
God, I thought that fool said bears.
I did, too. Yeah. I honestly did.
Yeah. God. That was something, though.
It's hilarious.
And that was fun. I thought that was a cool conversation with Leody Taveras. Yeah. You know, he needed
his
a translator a couple
good.
Of times. But
his English is good.
Yeah, and he sounds like a really fun guy.
He is.
Yeah, so
Need to go on and play with him one night. See what it's all about there.
Yeah. Okay, 972. I thought he said bears, too. I literally started Googling bears in the Dominican Republic. Yes, sir. Thanks to Leody and thanks to the Rangers for setting that up. We have a G-Bag Ask Us Anything. Anything you want to ask us at 877-881-1053. The truckwreck.com fan text is open, and we're back with it here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.